Okay. Now, just for a minute, I'm going to hand the microphone over to Jerry Brunges.
Thank you, Fred. Have a seat. Mr. Chairman, Dr. Ward, committee, ladies and gentlemen. First, I wish to say thank you for your assistance in making Theater Night last Wednesday such a successful fundraiser. With the generous assistance of so many of you, we added around $3,300 to the treasury. And we had fun doing it, didn't we? Good funding is vital in order for us to continuously improve the quality of our efforts to promote prostate cancer awareness and to help those who are stricken. For example, we are looking to hold regular free PSA clinics in order to bring awareness of this disease into better focus for unsuspecting men and their families. Also, please be aware that we will be expected to send a number of delegates to next year's CPCN convention to be held in the GTA next year, and to be generous with our financial support of the convention. This is because your group, us two, Brampton, is considered to be one of the premier support groups in Canada. What we should aim to achieve in the future will be impossible without your help. During the 6 years of my membership, I have seen our chairman search for volunteers amongst us for many endeavors. And so far, too often, in my opinion, it's been like pulling hen's teeth. Bear with me a moment while I tell you a true story. When I was 5 to 6 years old, the boy who lived next door to us caught an obscure disease which was never diagnosed. I caught it as well. He died. I didn't. Years later, I asked my mother, why did he die while I remained alive? And her reply was, well, perhaps you were spared for a job you will be needed to do later in your life. If raising three kids who have presented me with 9 grandchildren qualifies, then I guess she was right. But I'm still looking for my very special job 70 years later. Perhaps my involvement with us two Brampton is it. I've come to believe that the secret path to a happy existence lies in the old cliche, try to leave the world a little bit better off than you found it. Don't you survivors agree that we may have been spared to put a little something back into this existence? And I don't mean money alone, I mean effort and imagination. There is one very special man who has been an inspiration for us in this regard. His name is Fred Norris. Fred? You're on the spot, sir.
I've been for a few years.
Fred was born in Canada and moved with his parents to England when he was 7 years old. My math tells me that would be about 1932. He was evacuated from London when war broke out and spent his mid-teen years in Devonshire. At 17, in the middle of the war, he volunteered for service in the RAF and became a flight engineer. He was obligated, or obliged, I should say, to put his life on the line many times, flying bombing missions over enemy territory and being shot at by anti-aircraft guns and enemy fighter planes. Fred flew these missions in Lancaster bombers. You may have seen these amazing aircraft in the movie The Dam Busters. As you can imagine, just getting off the runway in an aircraft loaded with 20,000 plus pounds of high explosives was very hazardous, and he survived 33 such takeoffs and landings, while so many of his friends, acquaintances, and fellow airmen did not. how lucky we are. Here, ladies and gentlemen, in our midst is a real live hero in the fight for freedom. Now, you may or may not know that tonight is the 10th anniversary of the first meeting of the Brampton Us Two group. Your committee decided, on the membership's behalf, to honor the man who has guided this group through its entire lifespan. You see, after 33 missions over enemy territory, Fred learned something. He was allowed to live, doing a job where many have died, and as a result, he works selflessly to leave the world a bit better off than he found it. On the occasion of this 10th anniversary, we have a gift for you, Fred, from your very grateful support group. Please accept this gift as a token of our sincere gratitude for a job well done. There's an inscription on it. The inscription reads, presented November the 9th, 2004, to Fred Norris by Us Two Brampton. Gratitude for 10 years of leadership through countless circuits and bumps.
Blank.
Thank you, Fred.